Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Well, as we said earlier, New Zealand Football and Football Australia have sent a please explain to the boss of FIFA. They want to know why they weren't consulted on the Saudi signing a sponsorship deal for the Women's World Cup, which is happening here and in Australia later this year. Nikki van den Bos is the acting chief executive of Women in Sport Aotearoa. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. You unhappy about this?
Yeah, look, it's a real challenging one. It's not something that we would have expected nor hoped to see, especially for such a significant, exciting event coming to our shores. So yeah, we're definitely not on the happiness when it comes to this conversation.
What do you want New Zealand football to do about it?
I think all the right things at the moment. They're obviously seeking clarification because it's speculative at this point. So they're seeking clarification. It really sounds like they haven't altered at all in the process. And so I think they've started on the right foot, and I guess we and see what, if anything, FIFA provide as an update in the coming days to then the next step.
Right, and if the Saudis are confirmed as being a sponsor, what do you want other sponsors to do?
Good question. I think the sponsors themselves have to take a look internally and understand whether their brand alignment exists, and I highly doubt for the ones that have been announced that that would, and potentially that might then trigger a response for them to reach out to FIFA. Way, and I would hope that might be a bit of a response we would see if it get confirmed.
I mean, have you guys basically resigned yourself to the fact that probably nothing's going to happen, money talks, and the Saudis will stay on as a sponsor?
Not necessarily. So we've resigned ourselves to that's the outcome. Obviously, we can't determine or dictate outcome as a small advocacy organisation down here. Aotearoa are really concerned about the tournament that's taking place, less about investment into it overseas. But we aren't resided to the fact that that's going to be the outcome. Obviously, there's a lot of coming in, there's a lot of vocalisation, and we're yet to obviously hear things like athletes' perspective. I'm sure we'll have a bit of sway, but obviously money does talk, you're right, and investment is critical, and it'll be one where we have to wait and see the course that happens.
Nikki, thank you. Nikki van den Bos, Women in Sport Aotearoa Acting Chief Executive.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.